3. Lisa Levins knows a thing or two about resilience. Not only has she spent almost 30 years volunteering with the Aran Alliance and Clara Head and County Loud, saving countless lives in the process, but she's also lost her beloved husband, Steve Burgess, after just 15 months of marriage, conceiving their son, Ethan, by IVF, using a sperm 4 months after his death. And that's a story we read during the week. Well, Lisa joins us now. Hello to you, Lisa. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on this. That sounds, on the face of it, a fascinating story. Condolences on the passing of Steve. Tell us about yourself and Steve and how you came together and, you know, the continuation of the story into what I just read out.
Yeah, so I met Steve as Australian and I met him at a wedding in Ireland. He was just, he lived with the groom in Australia and when he came over to Ireland for the wedding. And I met him the day of the wedding, and it was basically inseparable since then. So we basically had a full year of long-distance relationship, and then we got married a year later in Sorrento in Italy. And then 15 months later, 3 months after the wedding, his cancer came back. So we had 15 months then of being married, and he passed away, but luckily we saved the sperm, and I was able to conceive Ethan, and he knew all this before he passed, and he got to choose names for kids because we didn't know what we're going to have, obviously, and just give me words of wisdom to pass on to Ethan when he gets bigger. So the trip then, what happened, I obviously was hoping to go over when Ethan was born, but between COVID and one thing or another, I didn't get over until late last year. So we went for 5.5 weeks to New South Wales and got to introduce Ethan to his family in Australia for the first time.
Yeah, what a story, there's no doubt. And it sounds like Steve had cancer, was in remission when you actually met, was that right?
Yes, he was. He was in remission when I met him, and he was probably one of the first things he said to me when I met him. But I kind of, my whole attitude was, you know, anybody could get it. You can't let that cloud your judgment on somebody. You know, you take people for who they are.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, you fall madly in love and deeply in love, and I'm sure, you know, in darker moments there was a lot of what ifs and all that in your stories and having chats and things. I mean, how do you come to terms with, you know, we have a future week by week, month by month?
I kind of think when I knew, I suppose my background's biomedical science, so I kind of had very good insight into the prognosis and where it was going. I really did just park it and not let it come to the forefront of my thoughts, really, for the whole duration, particularly when he was in treatment and that, because obviously the most important thing was to stay positive for him. You know, when he did pass, like as I said, we knew it was happening. We got time to prepare and have our chats that we needed to have, which I'm very lucky to be able to do, because I know lots of people lose their partners and don't get a chance to have any of those big chats, whereas I did, you know. And don't get me wrong, you know, it was hard when he passed, and you do feel angry, and the fact that you had all these plans. But I think the focus really then, when he did pass, was for me to conceive Ethan. And that was my whole primary objective. So, and I think that helped the healing process hugely as well.
Yeah, so your thoughts with that, I mean, you had the sperm and all that. Well, was there any sort of legalities involved or anything?
Yes, there was. We had to have a legal document signed before Steve had passed, and they were witnessed by my solicitor, etc. So they were all done before he passed. You know, everything had to be in place. And then the other issue, when I was pregnant, there was kind of a grey area as to whether Steve's name could be even put on Ethan's birth cert. So I had to then prove that obviously it was Steve's sperm. So it wasn't just straightforward the other side, but luckily his name is on his birth cert, and I've now just applied for Ethan's citizenship for Australia as well, because he's entitled to that.
Okay, and his family and all that, are you friends with them and keeping in contact?
Yeah, really close with them. Yeah, so I talk to Steve's brother regularly. I call him actually just my brother as well, so I don't actually refer to him as my brother-in-law. And I talk to my sister too over there regularly as well. So So it was a great opportunity because Ethan has 7 cousins in Australia, where he's only 1 in Ireland.
Yeah, so. And they're, you know, they're the family.
Oh, they're the family. And for me, they're such a lifeline to Steve because they've all Steve's early memories. So they're going to, you know, for me, it was creating bonds with Ethan and them, and for them to then kind of add to the bank of stories that I've already told Ethan about Steve. And, you know, they're going to be a massive part of Ethan's life going forward.
So what was it about Steve that it was instant love at first sight type of relationship?
It's gas. I think the accent definitely helped. But yeah, I think that kind of melted my heart to start with. But he was just a really nice, genuine, honest, down-to-earth lad. You knew where you stood very early on with Steve as well. So not like other lads that would kind of drag you along for years and years and you still didn't know where you stood. Steve was very honest very quickly. And I think probably the cancer as well added to the fact that he was much more open about his feelings and how he felt and what he wanted really in life.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that just as the next question, really. I mean, how did he cope mentally and personality-wise with this hanging over him at the time, and especially when he had met the love of his life?
I think he was just... I think he often said to me he wished he'd had met me earlier, and obviously it's both something we both wished. But, you know, everybody comes into your life at the right time, and I do think the reason that we came together... For his side was the fact that I got him over that journey to the end. And I think for me, he gave me my son. So I think, and I've experienced love. And I remember saying to my parents when, you know, I had to disclose to them that Steve had cancer. I remember saying to them, I'd rather have loved him for any time at all and know what real love feels like than never have loved.
You'll have great stories to tell Ethan.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. I'm very blessed to have him. I really am. And it worked first go, so it was my first IVF attempt. And I had him.
Well,
yeah,
fantastic, Lisa. Listen, the best of luck.
Thank you.
You know, I could say, I hope you get a break. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'd love one. That's the only thing I actually need now is an absolute break. But sure, anyway, I'm blessed.
It's a wonderful story with, you know, happy ending, inverted commas, but you know, it's the best, you know, it's really good. And
it's the best outcome that you could have, yeah. You know, and Steve will always be hearing me.
Indeed. Lisa Levins, thanks very much indeed, Lisa.
You're so kind. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. That's Lisa Levins there. Now, in a while, we'll be chatting.